One of the countries that is most impacted by the assassination of Soleimani is Iraq. He was killed at the Baghdad airport. After a tense few days following that protest at the U.S. embassy, the city finally seemed to have calmed down. Iraqi political analyst Hamza Haddad tweeted this: "A typical Thursday night in Baghdad, far from politics, the streets are busy and life continues." A few hours later, the attack. I asked Hamza for his reaction to the drone strike that killed General Soleimani.
I was out last night. It was busy. Things were normal. Came home after that. And around 1 a.m, I saw the reports about attack near Baghdad International Airport. At first, reports were coming out that it could have been Iranian rockets near the American base. And then they were starting with reports coming out saying it was actually the Americans targeting. And then in the morning, I had saw the news that it was Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis that died. So my tweet says true, like Baghdad itself was very normal that night. But, you know, airport, more on the outskirts of the city, that's where it happened. And again, today, I was out in the afternoon. It's a lot quieter. Baghdad is eerily calm. So that you can definitely see a different sense in that aspect.
And why do you think it is so calm?
I mean, it's a weekend on Friday here in Baghdad. It's odd. The Iraqis have a high tolerance to violence after 40 years of conflict. But they also have experience now when things will get messy. And there's definitely that feel in the air of uncertainty of what will happen next.
Hamza, you later tweeted after the attack, "Iraq doesn't deserve this." Elaborate, if you would, on that. What do you mean?
I mean, it was an Iranian that was targeted. It was American that attacked, but it happened in Baghdad. And that's kind of what I meant is Iraq doesn't deserve to be in the middle of this. We've consistently been finding ourselves in that position post-2003. We've had different prime ministers that have done different jobs in balancing that act, but we've kind of seen this unravel in the past year with Adel Abdel Mahdi's government.
So what have you heard or maybe read announcements from any Iraqi officials on this?
All Iraqi officials that have been coming out have actually been playing the same line, have come out, denounced this. This is an attack on Iraq's sovereignty, whether it's the clergy in Najaf or any political party that's come out and condemned this action. They've actually had all the same statement, which kind of shows that this attack could be miscalculated. Now the question is, tomorrow we're going to have a parliament session about the status of coalition troops being in Iraq. And if all the political parties are tweeting statements that are the same, then it looks like they're all in line with ending that agreement with the United States.
Right. And this is not the first time this is being discussed. Parliament in Baghdad had already been considering kicking out U.S. forces even before the attack last night. So what do you think this attack means for U.S.-Iraq relations?
It's not just U.S.-Iraq relations. I think it's Western relations altogether that face uncertainty because a lot of European states are here based on U.S. leadership. And, you know, if U.S.-Iraqi relations changes after today, then I think it's not just Washington, Baghdad, but other capitals as well that we'll see a shift in relations.
And if U.S. troops do go, what would that mean for Iraqi security? And what would it mean for your own security?
That's the uncertainty that we have. Baghdad finally started to see some normality in the past 2 years. The streets started to get busier. People were safe again to go out. And then just when you feel like there's a sense of hope, you get your two main allies bumping heads more than usual. So that's kind of the disheartening aspect out of all of this was after all the sacrifices Iraqi security officials put in, not only to defeat Daesh, but to also regain the trust amongst Iraqi citizens is in jeopardy again.
Hamza, how worried are you about the future? I mean, having seen what you've seen so far since the U.S. invasion in 2003, are you worried things could get even worse than during the thick of the war, say in 05 and 06?
It's a little weird, I mean, to kind of compare the two because the situation on the street during the sectarian violence 2005 to 2009 was much more in your face as a citizen. Like I had been tweeting, things are still quite normal, so it's hard to kind of compare those two things. But there's definitely a bigger regional impact that's going to happen. And that's the uncertainty and fear that I think everyone has, including myself.
Hamza Haddad is an independent political analyst. He's been speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much, Hamza.
Thank you for having me.